Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. I'm your host, Benny Wills. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. If you're here live, that's awesome. If you're watching a replay, also awesome. Also, regardless of what platform you're experiencing this, whether it's YouTube, BitChute, Brighteon, or Odyssey, hey, I'm just glad you're watching. Also glad you all watched this. This has been really fun this past week. I'm gonna get my face in there, and there we go. I released the longer version, as it was intended to be seen version of our old JoyCamp skit show pilot, as well as season one breakdown, episodes 2 through 8 of what never got produced, but was thought about and conceived. And some of you tuned in for that, but not that many. So I recommend you check that out. It is going to be linked in the description after I'm done recording. And maybe I'll even, you know, add a little video pop-up if you're watching this on YouTube. Anyway, let's get to the memes, and I'll talk more all throughout the show. Here we go. Okay. Let me just get my my old chat popped out here. Pop out chat. There it is. Good, 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 good. What are you... Benny, yay, yay, yay. Great. Okay, cool. You guys are there. Everybody's here. We're all here. Hooray. So, a lot of weird things going on this past week. You know, just another day at the office for me in Clown Town, USA. Super Bowl was yesterday, and I did watch it. I'm not going to lie. I did watch it. My dad and my mom came over, and we watched. My dad and I watched the game together, something we can bond over, which is fun. And here's a funny meme to introduce some of the Super Bowl memes I have for you. I know that my audience, probably not the kind of people who are, you know, always eager to watch something like the Super Bowl, but the memes, you know, I follow the memes, so there are Super Bowl memes. Anyway, enough chatting. Here's white people when you tell them there will be snacks and delicious treats at the function. Listen, it's funny because it's true. There's the head coach of the Chiefs, what he's really looking at when you think he's looking at his playbook. You're asking about the music? I have something to say about that. So those of you who tune into the show regularly, there's usually piano music playing. I'm not using it tonight because I'm so sick of getting a copyright strike. And I haven't found a good song yet. So you have the chance right now to send me your submissions for not only royalty-free music, but music that won't get me a copyright slap every week, and I'm wondering if it's affecting my output. Anyway, so no song today. Hopefully, it doesn't make it awkward for you, but we're gonna do it anyway. Again, those of you who saw the Super Bowl, it featured all female pilots flying over, and they were 20 minutes late. Listen, I'm gonna find some new music regardless. Shoot, do I have time to compose? You have the time if you are committed to making it happen. And that goes for anything in life. but I'll figure out the music if you don't. I'm just giving you the opportunity because I haven't figured it out yet. So now's your chance to maybe make my life a little tiny, tiny fraction bit easier by sending me something. Hey, look, pretty cool that Rihanna brought the rest of the Chinese spy balloons to the halftime show. War Pigs, oh, copyright. Yeah, it would get a copyright strike every now and then, but for the last, like, 2 months, it's every week. Before I'm even done with the show, in my inbox, I have a notification, and I just keep forgetting to change the song until before the show or until after the show, and now there's no song at all. So I don't want to get that email. I don't want to get that little slap on the wrist anymore. Nobody. Meanwhile, lobsters in the tank at the grocery store. I hope you all have been enjoying the content I'm putting on the channel. I'm having a good time doing it. Lots of videos in the last couple weeks. Look, I'm changing the format. Look, there's a whole new background here. Here's me at 2 a.m. looking at leftover lasagna in the fridge. Thought you got in trouble for that. You don't get in trouble. No, it's royalty-free. Basically what happens if I get a copyright is they're able to stake a claim on this video And if I were to monetize it, which it is not monetized, but if I were to monetize it, they would just snatch all that money up. And it's just annoying. It's just annoying to get those strikes on my every day, every week. So I want to just like cut it out. You know what I'm saying? Here's where Rihanna drew some inspiration for her pre-performance photo shoot. Cindy Lou Who had some pretty profound epiphanies about the Who's recently. I read a lot of Dr. Seuss, and I realized something big recently. Or maybe she got some inspiration from this fellow. Is Rihanna pregnant? Funny you should ask. Here's me next to the screen trying to figure out if Rihanna is pregnant again or not. Don't worry, it's not just Super Bowl memes, guys. Just a handful, because it's the day after. You get it. If this was like a Friday meme show and the Super Bowl was 4 days prior, I would be putting no Super Bowl memes in the show, most likely. But it's hot. It's hot right now. It's the only day it's going to be hot. Here's me closing my eyes during the halftime show so I don't get initiated into the Illuminati. And here's drywall contractors in Philadelphia the day after the Super Bowl. Friendly reminder, this video is not monetized, but the super chat option is available. And I actually really have an intention of what I want to buy with money I would receive from anyone who would send it. I'll talk about that more a little bit later. Hey, congratulations to the United States on remaining undefeated in Super Bowls 57-0. Good job, team. Go USA. Stupid, but maybe someone smiled. And that's what it's all about. Meanwhile, Madonna, whew, looking like that. Hey, Madonna, can you just play popular music for normies? Best we can do is worship Satan. Hey, Brubaker's Flat Cakes, thank you so much for that $11 tip. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Who here can top Brubaker's? $11. Going once, going twice, not going to say sold because I don't want to cut you off from doing what you might be about to do. All right, moving on. Oh, who wore it better? Sam Smith or that big chunk of meat over there on the right? Oh, it's disgusting. I'm moving on already. We got to get him. There he is again. Tonight's thumbnail, folks. Fashion. Clown Town. 2023. Looks like a second distraction balloon has been spotted hovering around London last night. So in the Grammys last week, he did like a whole performance about the devil. And then he wore this. I don't know what's going on. I just don't get it. I just don't understand. With the glasses off, you might see Sam Smith in a latex suit. With the glasses on, you might just see a giant BUTT plug. Anyway, let's move on. Here's Madonna, then and now. Woof. Woof. Yikes. Those of you who've tuned in recently may have heard me mention that I did meet Madonna when I was a small boy of 7 years old. I met her at the 63rd Annual Academy Awards backstage. We met. Scared child asks mother to check under the bed for Madonna so he can sleep at night. Madonna is growing into her personality. That's well said. Here's Cher and Madonna tour dates to be announced 2023. Brutal. Brutal. You ever see that movie? Mask. The Eric Stoltz. I've seen it. Ooh, an edgy Grammys performance. Fully clothed woman sings a beautiful song. Audiences were shocked. We're in Black History Month, and as soon as it begins, here's Democrat politicians. Good for them. Good. It's about time. You know? It's about time. Coming soon, the Tom Brady story to Netflix. Starring you know who. Also coming soon, They Them. Bro, imagine thinking you're a badass getting triggered by the pronouns. Talk about insecurity. They Them. Rowdy Roddy. He's back. CGI, of course. He's not alive. What keeps some people awake at night? Asking me the question of the times. Why does blue hair cause obesity? Why indeed? Is this locked? It is. Okay, talking to myself. Okay. Remember to connect male to female. Why assign gender roles to electrical connections? Let the circuits decide their own identities. Calamity. You get it. We're having fun. We're having fun. If you're having fun, give this video a thumbs up and subscribe. I've been checking those analytics, and only a handful of you actually subscribe. So go ahead and sub. Smash that like button. Ooh, Mom, I want a tattoo. You're not old enough for that. We're going straight to the gender affirmation surgical clinic. Not drink tea at the moment. Drinking it too fast. So no one can match Brubaker's $11 super chat, eh? That's okay. That's cool. All good. Just like the video. Subscribe, maybe. Leave a comment. Why not? Hey, my shoelace broke today. Most people would blame Donald Trump, but I know it's actually because of climate change. Friendly reminder, you can get all these memes delivered to your inbox tomorrow by signing up for the meme mailing list. Link in the description below. And that's all you got to do. And then they're yours. Look. These are all trails of cows farting. Everywhere. All at once. Everything everywhere, all at once. Cow trails. FDI says no link between Taco Bell and diarrhea, declares food safe and effective. Here's your first look at the U.S. spy balloon being sent to China in retaliation. Sense. This just in, commemorative Chinese spy balloon Lego set. Only 176 pieces, and it includes a concerned citizen. Here's the first pic from the Chinese spy balloon that's been released. Send hookers and blow. Who is that down there? Who is that little guy? He looks familiar. Hmm. I think I've seen him before. Shoot it down. That's a big one. Shoot it down. I'm seeing some new names here in the chat, which is cool. Thanks for being here. If you're new, thanks for showing up. Balloon, America. Oh, second balloon. Yeah, there's a second balloon. Oh boy. She says, I work two jobs as a waitress and I still can't afford to feed my family. Listen, Corn Pop, don't forget to report your tips to the IRS. Alien, where's the music? Music, I've already explained. That's okay. Music, I need new music. I'm sorry to say, not to be abrupt with it, but I need new music. I'm asking for suggestions from you. You can send them to benny@bennywills.com. Yeah, I know it's here. Look, listen, since it's abrupt, where is it? Just give it. All right. Is that back on? Let's see. There. Y'all happy? I just got myself a copyright strike. It's okay, though. It's okay. You can hear it now? May as well. Listen, I don't want to let you down. So, there's the music. Send me some new ideas, though, because I don't want to get these copyright strike emails anymore. It's really annoying. Alien versus Predator. Yeah, that's right. Aliens are in the news. Mm-hmm. Alien sightings. Alien UFOs, you know, all that. Great. So 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. Some predicted the alien sightings would come sooner than 2023, but here they are nonetheless. Nonetheless. All right. Oh, no, don't get in trouble. I'm not in trouble. They're just telling me. They're like, hey, just so you know, whoever owns this music is keeping an eye on how much money you can make from it. OMG Aliens, you can read that one yourself. It's too small. My laptop's way over here. My new I don't have a new camera. But thanks for saying that. New camera. My setup is new, for sure. Setup, new. Camera, same old webcam I've had since 2018. That's literally glued to the tripod in front of me. It's glued. This right here, glued with super glue because it's old and broken. One of the reasons why I'm hoping to get some super chats tonight. I need a new camera. But thank you for noticing the setup. There they are. Just your regular old everyday aliens. Nothing to see here. They're just hanging out. They're not from the FBI or anything. Yeah, music helps make the show. Fine, fine, fine. I do get it. I do understand. And I need a new song that won't get me copyright emails. The aliens, after they misgender their first non-binary person and have to sit through a corporate-mandated DE&I training. Poor guy. After U.S. and Canada, this Asian country spots UFO near Port City. This Asian country. Hope you've been well in 2023, Benny. I have been well. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. FBI investigating plot inside the Catholic Church to worship something other than the state. Yeah, I'm a bird. Very good. Should I trust the government? No. And the black means still no, but now the chart looks like Pac-Man. Appreciate you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you. I do. I appreciate everybody who watches this show, who tune in every week, who subscribe and like the content, and who also watch the other videos I post on the channel. Beyond Meme Monday, which I'm leaning heavily into right now, the last several weeks, and into the future forever. Here are four signs you are bad with money. Can't balance a budget. Have to take money from other people to pay your bills. You lend money before paying your own bills. And of course, your debt is over $30 trillion. Pretty bad. And that's why we need to abolish the Federal Reserve. Sir, this is a Taco Bell. good. Very funny. Very good. Here's a liberal's worst nightmare. Florida. Here's a Valentine's card your kids can take to school. You make my heart stop. MSN.com says, Jeffrey Epstein docs with names of associates to be made public. Hashtag hide suddenly. Doing great. Still no match. Still no Brubaker's flat cakes. You're winning the super chat match with your $11 since no one's matched you yet. It's okay. I'm going to get that camera. One of these days, one of these years. Doctor, congrats on the baby. What are you going to name him? Newt Gingrich's mom. Newt Gingrich. when you're still posting Epstein didn't kill himself memes, some people move on, but not us. Good. Could try inputting the music into a pitch changer to see if it avoids detection. I never would have thought of that. Thank you, Andrew. That's an interesting idea. Gosh, why is the prince always with an underage girl? You see, people don't want to hear your opinion. They want to hear their opinion coming out of your mouth. That is the truth. Hey, there we go. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. I had to work it out, but I do appreciate it. Krusty Bastard, Rob Wall, thank you so much for those two generous super chats. I do very much appreciate it. And I will put it to good use. I promise. Hey, you keep calling me far right, but I think you mean right so far. Who's with me, huh? Huh? Like this video if you agree. This is you. U.S. facing massive shortage of conspiracy theories as all of them have come true. Imagine that. Imagine that. It's true. All of it. Gen Z says, MySpace? A non-toxic, non-algorithmic social media? Millennials. Yeah, it was real. I was there. I did have a MySpace page. Here's me when I remember my future depends on me. Whoa. So true. Boy, this hits home. B Be who you needed when you were younger. Now that is the sound of Meme Monday. Yes. Hey, RJ Groot, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. It's awesome. Yes, I love this song. I love this song as the song for Meme Monday, but I don't want to, they're on to me every single week without fail. I get a copyright strike and I'm sick of it. So if someone else could find me a song that is similar, like a piano rag type song that won't have a copyright issue, that's what I want. And I just haven't found it yet. I haven't looked for it, to be honest. I am willing to bet Benny has a P.O. box. I do. P.O. box 191, Athol, Idaho, 83801. It's in the description below. Here's me seconds after making a strong password that I'll definitely remember. Here's how me and the cashier look at each other while waiting for the debit card to authorize. Here's me contemplating if I should make the purchase after reading the 2 1-star reviews and ignoring the 3,179 5-star reviews. Oh, guys call me Shauna. Thank you so much. Thanks, Shauna. I'm a guy, so I'll call you Shauna. Warmest greetings from Binghamton, New York. Cool. Warmest greetings from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Oh, Lon, your way, that is so generous. Thank you so much. $50. Wow. Lon, you shouldn't have. That's really so kind. I do appreciate it. Amazing. Looking for a seat on the donation train. Yeah. Anyway, that's so kind. Thank you so much. My mom's signature versus my signature. Yes. Well, I'll show everyone at the end of this, what I'm even applying these super chats towards, because I think it's important. I've already mentioned it. I'm gonna show you. Like I said, I need to upgrade this camera here because it's kind of a joke. It's a really old Logitech webcam, and granted, it served me well, but it is glued to my tripod, and I need something I can walk around with and like film with. That's easy to use, and I have just the thing that I want to get. Here's my friends and all our dads listening to the laser tag employee give the instructions. Wow, I'm so flattered and humbled by the generosity. Thank you. I won't push anyone else to send a super chat because I've already received more than I thought I would. Thank you. Whoa, I can never unsee this, and now neither will you. Nosferatu DeGeneres. Probably better play on words there somewhere. Not gonna look for it right now. Here's how I feel when I talk about the 1980s to anyone under 30. Whew. Time, man. Time. Whoa. Life. Here's Goofy when he's all alone. I'll let you read this one. I've never done a Goofy voice before. All right, we're gonna keep on going. Can't hookin' do this anymore. Man, this one hits really close to home. How toddlers look at you as they're about to do something that you specifically told them not to do. Nobody. My camera roll after my kid steals my phone. Another one that it's kind of close to home. Very funny. Here's when you get in bed and forget to turn off the lights. So true. It's too far. Just put a pillow over your head. when you say bye to someone and both of you leave in the same direction. Very good. Very good. We played outside till the streetlights came on. After that, the weakest among us ended up on unsolved mysteries. Brutal. Brutal. People who use the laugh emoji, people who use ha ha ha, and of course there's people who send audio of them laughing. Everything I learned in college can now be found for free on the internet. Ain't that the truth? Ordered a book titled How to Scam People. It's been 4 months and I haven't received the book yet. But I'm hey. Here's some cute animal rhymes to say farewell. In a while, crocodile. Toodaloo, kangaroo. Chow for now, Jersey cow. Why you still here, white-tailed deer? Just piss off, gypsy moth. Go to hell, red gazelle. Kiss my whole woodland vole and off you, crested duck. Don't waste your money on state university programming. I made the mistake when I was younger. Yeah, you know, I have really mixed feelings about it. I obviously wouldn't do it all again if I had the opportunity, but I did gain quite a lot from my experience in especially graduate school that I'm now utilizing in a completely different way than I thought I would when I was learning it. But it has proven useful, not gonna lie. My education I got in grad school it has helped make me the man I am. So I have mixed feelings about it. Overall, I agree. Okay, oh man. Boomers. All their personal information and an obvious scam. Yeah, just to go back to that for a second, I could have sought out what I needed to get from my experience elsewhere for far less money, but I did gain some really valuable skills that served me very well to this day, that helped me with my business now, helped me with my overall approach to life. So I don't think that, but it wasn't what I expect. I'm not doing what I thought I would be doing, and I'm not utilizing what I learned in the way I thought I would, but I'm using it in a better way that's more helpful to other people. It's called Parhesia. Go to BennyWills.com to learn more. Here's Leo. Hey kid, you're too young to remember this, but this movie right here was a pretty big hit. You can literally learn anything you want for free online, but you can't have the in-person experience online. Zoom calls are great. You know, doing stuff like through a camera online is great, but you can't have like, especially I was in a theater arts program, acting. I couldn't get an acting education just by sitting at my computer. I'd have to be out doing it. So there are, of course, oh my gosh, an infinite amount of acting classes, but I couldn't get the education I got, the training I got, sitting at my computer. That's a fact. Guy showing off his bomb shelter to his family. Yeah. Okay, you got it. This gentleman on the left here eyeing his next victim. All right. We're almost there, folks. Here's how to get in shape for your trip to Italy. Hey. Remember, it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get back up. Sir, that's not how field sobriety tests work. Hey, you are fantastic. Listen. I did it. I included it. I did it. Fantastic. It's kind of a reach, but I put it in there anyway. Here's divorced men after 40 on dating apps. Almost there. Hey, if your party isn't this lit, don't bother inviting me. Mm-mm. Speaking of college, college group projects be like... Yep. I want to get wasted, wake up early, anticipate a productive day, stay hydrated, take a multivitamin, exercise, and don't stay up too late. Wasted. This might be it. Is it? I think so. And finally, 15 years ago, the internet was an escape from the real world. Today, the real world is an escape from the internet. That's where we've arrived, folks. We did it. And let me just make sure that was the last one. It was. The circle is complete. And I'm back on the big screen. All right. Let me just pull this up there. Oops, nope. Gosh darn it. What am I doing? There we go. This is what I want. This is what I'm getting to. This is what I'm looking at, folks. This is what your super chats are going towards. This is the purchase I am really wanting to make. It's not that expensive, but I want it, and I want to like earn my, I don't know what I'm saying. I want it. It's link in the description below if you're feeling really, 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 really generous. But otherwise, I'm just chipping away at putting some money aside to buy it. But this is the camera I want for my YouTube online content production. The Nikon Z30 APS, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm looking for. Anyway, just letting you know, I want it. It doubles as a webcam. It's a walk and talk camera. I can film videos on it. I really want it. I'm just letting you know. No pressure. Seriously. But, you know, you never know. So, why not? Once again, if you have not watched the Joy Camp skit show and the Joy Camp pitch deck live stream where I talk about all the episodes that could have been if the series had been picked up, make sure you watch those. I will link them. Maybe I'll even put a little thing in there right now if you're watching the replay right now. You can click and watch. Otherwise, I'll put the links in the description. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the super chats. And, last thing. If you're interested in some one-on-one coaching, I'm offering that now. You can book a call with me by clicking another link in the description below. We can have a 15-minute discussion to see if it's a good fit for you. At the very least, maybe you'll find out that joining the Parhesia group coaching weekly Saturday meetup is a good fit. I don't know. You have to talk to me to find out. Book a call, link in the description below, and I will talk to you then if that's interesting to you. Otherwise, I will see you all throughout the week as I keep posting content to this channel. And if nothing else, I'll see you next Monday for another meme show. Much love. Take care. Hope you're all doing well. And I will see you in the future. All right. Bye.